Number 49 from February 2009, weed control. A few weeks ago, we had some really heavy rainstorms that left over 4 inches in my rain gauge and left water covering my entire front pasture. I was grateful that in December it was rain instead of snow because rain is a lot easier to shovel. But as I gazed out at the temporary lake, I was chagrined to think how many weed seeds probably floated onto the pasture with all this water. For the past 2 years, I've taken the spade with me as I walk the pastures so I can stab out those thistles and nightshade plants and the ironweed plants that keep coming up. I'll never get rid of all of this, I muttered to myself. I know I'll have to keep after it every summer, and it will never end. Just 2 days after this, a man came to see me at the hospital because he was an alcoholic and had relapsed after many years of sobriety, and he was drinking again. He seemed genuinely perplexed that he could go so many years without drinking, and then it cropped up again, seemingly out of nowhere. However, as we talked further, it was evident that his drinking was not out of nowhere, it was out of doing nothing. He had stopped attending his 12-step meetings, had ceased calling his sponsor, had quit reading the AA Big Book, and had dispensed with the reading of the daily prayer for the day, thought for the day, and meditation for the day. In short, there was no daily maintenance for his recovery. This man apparently had not been out in the pasture very much to observe that weeds keep coming up in our lives and we have to fight them back on a continual basis. I believe that this is what St. Paul was talking about when he encouraged the early Christians to fight the good fight. Paul never gives a hint that we can expect to deal with sin once and for all and then we're done with it. Instead, Paul admits that he often did the very things that he didn't want to do, and didn't do the stuff that he should be doing. Most of us have some kind of obsessions and compulsions. For some, it's trying to deal with food in a healthy way. For some, it's compulsive shopping and spending. For others, it is sexual obsession. Many others want to hang on to resentments and anger. Still others are haunted by feelings of guilt or shame. Some are consumed by accumulating money or things. Others are eaten up by jealousy or selfishness. Whatever it is that we struggle with, we must recognize that it will keep popping up just like my troublesome weeds. That is why Martin Luther talks so much about the daily drowning of the old Adam within us. Baptism is the symbol that we are God's own, but we must stay washed in God's power and grace every day. Maintenance is essential.